It's time for Recipe of the Day. Today is National Stuffed Mushroom Day. It is also a week and a day before the Super Bowl. So if you are looking for appetizer ideas, I've got both of these things covered. We are doing some crab stuffed mushrooms. These ones are baked in the oven, but I'm also going to tell you how to cook them in the air fryer because these little mushrooms are perfect for the kind of small batch appetizer cooking that the air fryer is great for game day type parties where you just kind of cook as many as you need them. And if you want to hear me talk about this kind of air fryer cooking some more, you've got to come back to this podcast feed, Recipe of the Day, later today, Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock noon. I am talking to the food hussy who is also the author of the newly released cookbook, the I Love My Air Fryer Cooking for One recipe book. We are talking about cooking for one in the air fryer, why she loves her air fryer, and we are also talking about this exact kind of Super Bowl snack made in the air fryer. So come back for that conversation between me and Heather Johnson, the food hussy. And now let's talk about stuffed mushrooms. These ones are stuffed with crab. So what kind of crab should you be getting? The best option is the lump crab meat sold at the seafood counter at the grocery store or at your fishmonger. But if you're going to get the canned lump crab meat instead of that one from the counter, you just need to squeeze out the excess liquid really well before using it. Otherwise, your filling is going to be too thin. The next thing is what kind of mushrooms to use. You do want those more like button mushrooms, the white mushrooms or the baby bellas, criminis. You don't want a big portabella or anything like that because we're not making dinner entrees. We're making appetizers, but you don't want to get the really little ones. Sometimes my grocery store actually has some on a tray that are called stuffing mushrooms. Those tend to be a little bit more expensive, but they are nice and big and perfect for this. If you can get those, or just look through the containers of mushrooms at the store and try to get ones that have some bigger ones. You can always pull out the bigger ones for this and then save those smaller ones for slicing and cooking. Oh, like for making a nice ham, cheese, and mushroom omelet for your Sunday breakfast tomorrow. That would be perfect. Okay, then once you have your mushrooms, how do you fit as much stuffing as possible into those mushrooms? I think this is very important. You don't just want to pull out the stem and fill the little bit that's there. You want to make as much space for that filling as possible because it is about this crabby, cheesy, wonderful filling that these mushrooms are all about. You know what I mean? Okay, so to do that, the easiest thing to do is to get a little paring knife and you kind of want to go at like a 45 degree angle from the middle of where the stem was and kind of trim away any gills, any little extra stuff under the kind of like rim of the mushroom, and you're going to make space. You can even scrape out some of the bottom of the mushroom, like you have it rounded side down, and so then you're going to make that cup a little bit deeper by just kind of scraping the bottom of that like cup that you're going to be putting the filling in, and that'll give you more room there. Now, some recipes for stuffed mushrooms have you take all those stems and gills and things that you pull out of the mushrooms and chop that up and then cook it and put it as part of the stuffing. That is not what we're doing for these crab stuffed mushrooms. It is what is happening in the air fryer stuffed mushrooms that I'm going to be linking to for you as well, but not for this recipe. We're not using that here. And so you're going to save that to put in that mushroom omelet I was telling you about, or for another use, or you can discard it because we're not using it in the filling. The only other thing I'm going to tell you before I explain how to make these is about the Parmesan cheese. It calls for a third of a cup of shredded Parmesan cheese. You don't want to use that powdered grated stuff. It's not going to really melt and give that nice sort of oozy texture that you want here. You want to use the shredded. And I actually find that shredding your own does kind of melt better than getting the pre-shredded. That's just because they put this like anti-caking agent on that shredded cheese and it doesn't melt as well. But having said that, you can use it. It's not going to be the end of the world. You're going to get all of the flavor. The grated stuff too, you can use it. You're going to get the flavor. It's just not going to have the exact same texture. If you don't like Parmesan cheese, you can go in with a shredded mozzarella, provolone, anything like that is going to work. Oh, Swiss would be really lovely too. Okay, how do you make these? Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. If you are going to be cooking these in the air fryer, you do not need to preheat it. You are mixing together 8 ounces of lump crab meat with 4 ounces of softened cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, a third of a cup of that shredded Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons of chopped green onion. It's about like 3 strands of green onion, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Mix all that up. You kind of want it fairly smooth. You don't want big chunks of crab in there, but you also don't want it like just completely smooshed. One thing that you could have done is before mixing it all together, put that lump crab meat on a cutting board and just run your knife through it. And then it's kind of broken up with no big pieces, but you're not like totally pulverizing it into little shreds. Okay, then you are filling that into 24 of those mushrooms that you have prepped, and then you do a topping. Now, there are different things that you can do. The recipe that I am linking to says to melt some butter and add some panko breadcrumbs to it and mix that together. I think you should add a little bit of salt and garlic powder to that as well, but that is up to you. Instead of the melted butter, you can use some olive oil. That's going to work great too. Or you can skip that and just sprinkle the panko crumbs as they are onto the mushrooms and then do a little bit of cooking spray over the whole thing. Any of those options are going to work. If you are cooking these in the air fryer though, after you sprinkle that panko breadcrumb on there, you want to push it down into that cream cheese filling a little bit. And that is because the air fryer, as you know, has that fan in it that likes to blow things around, and you do not want panko breadcrumbs blowing all around your air fryer. You want them to stay on top of your mushrooms and you want them to stay there and brown there, not go everywhere. Push them in. That's going to stick them down to that cream cheese a bit, and then they should be fine. Those mushrooms are going on a baking sheet. They're not going to stick to the baking sheet or anything, so you don't need to worry about that at all. Mushrooms have liquid in them. They don't tend to stick to things. They're baking for 18 to 20 minutes. You can garnish them with some parsley if you want before serving them, but you do not have to. They are good as they are. If you're doing them in the air fryer, you're going to fit about 10 to 12 of them at a time, and they're going in at 360 degrees Fahrenheit for just 10 minutes until the mushrooms are softened and that panko mixture on the top is toasted. The mushrooms that are not in the air fryer, you can do right after those in there, or they can go in the fridge for up to a day and you cook them whenever you want them. I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. I will say that the stuffed mushrooms that I'm talking about are on my other website, The Cookful. If you want to search for them there, go to thecookful.com, thecookful.com, and search for mushrooms. You will find them there. And don't forget to come back at noon Eastern today to hear my conversation with Heather Johnson, the food hussy, about her amazing new air fryer cookbook. You're going to love hearing from her. I'm Christine Pittman from Cook the Story, The Cookful, and from the podcast Recipe of the Day, this one right here. Let's get cooking.